From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. The Venezuela crisis is feeling a lot like the Cold War today. As Russia's foreign minister arrived in Caracas on Thursday night, the U.S. warned Moscow its aid to Venezuela will have costs. WLRN spoke with one of the U.S.'s top diplomats on Venezuela to learn what that means. James Story is chargé d'affaires at the virtual U.S. Embassy in Venezuela. Virtual because it's located at the U.S. Embassy in Colombia, since the U.S. and the regime in Venezuela have no diplomatic ties. The U.S. instead recognizes opposition leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate president. Story was in Miami for a forum on Venezuela hosted by the America Society Council of the Americas. A day after Guaido met with President Trump in the Oval Office, Story told WLRN a new round of economic sanctions may be in the offing, not just against Venezuela, but its allies, like Russia.
There are certain companies who are making a lot of money on the misery of Venezuelans from countries that have absolutely no desire to see an improvement in the situation in Venezuela.
One Russian company likely targeted is the oil firm Rosneft. It's helping export Venezuelan crude in spite of U.S. efforts to block it. That's a big reason Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is visiting Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. But Story said beyond sanctions, the U.S. and the almost 60 other countries that recognize Guaido need better coordination to oust Maduro.
The international community, I think we have to come together, operate together, in order to put that additional pressure on the regime to get to the negotiating table for free and fair presidential elections.
The U.S. also fears Maduro may try to jail Guaido when he returns to Venezuela in the coming days. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.